All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Bring him back, Bill Hancock. He runs the college football playoff, and he is with us now to talk about, break down how it all worked out right here on ESPN 97.5. Bill, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on again.
Well, we appreciate you being here to talk about this. You had said this was the most contentious, and you can have your opinion about it, whether or not it was right or wrong to have Oklahoma or Georgia in it. I kind of feel, and I'm sure there were people there that felt like if Oklahoma or Ohio State or Notre Dame had to play Alabama in that championship game, they probably would have come out of there with a loss. So it's hard to count that against Georgia, isn't it?
You know, through the years, yeah, that's right. Through the years, the committee has tried to be careful about not punishing, quote-unquote, a team for playing in the conference championship game. On the other hand, the game happened, and the committee had to look at it. It really came down to three teams, actually, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State. And it was tough conversation in the room, let me just say that.
Yeah, I heard it was the most contentious over the this is the fifth year. And I would imagine, I mean, there's a difficult choice because fundamentally you're asking yourself, well, if strength of schedule is a component, you just played the best team in college football if you're Georgia. And you outplayed them for much of the game. So, you know, that has to be, you clearly have to factor that in. And yet, you know, some people felt like the committee took the path of least resistance with a conference champ, a team in Oklahoma, and an ability to avoid another two SEC team Final Four. How do you respond to that?
Well, the committee doesn't have time or the inclination to talk about path of least resistance. And I've heard that from folks in the last couple of days, and let me just tell you, the committee just ranked the team as they saw them under the protocol that's been given to them by the commissioners, and strength of schedule obviously is a factor, of course, but conference championships won is obviously a significant factor.
Bill Hancock with us here, executive director of the College Football Playoff on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about Central Florida. If they beat LSU here and continue to go on and continue to win, is there any way that that the committee starts to look at them differently if they continue to win here?
Well, I want to say that first of all, the committee took a long look at Central Florida and had all season. It's a good football team, obviously. Losing the quarterback didn't set them back at all. They played very well against Memphis with number two. And, yeah, the committee gave them a lot of consideration. And we're now done. Whatever happens in the bowl games is what happens. But I will say this about Central Florida again. Good team, good program, well coached, good speed, a lot of speed. But when we compared them, their schedules with the teams ranked ahead of them, they just didn't match up. And, you know, in any selection of teams, and you have to consider who they played. How did they build their record? When I was director of the Final Four for all those years before I came over to football, we did the very same thing. You just have to consider the schedule. And when the committee lined up the schedules, they just didn't match up.
But isn't it, okay, so it's awfully difficult for them because if I'm a Power 5 team, I don't want to play Central Florida, and I'm not going to play Central Florida. So it's awfully difficult for them to build that resume when it's difficult for them to get those games, isn't it?
Well, it's been done before, and I will say that Houston had it all teed up. What was it, 2 years ago, three? I get mixed up on that. But when they had the really good team and obviously went out and knocked off Oklahoma, then they happen to stumble in the Navy game in SMU. And also look at Boise. Boise really built itself based on going out and playing people. And, yeah, they had to go on the road to do it, but they went on the road. They showed who they were, what they could do. And I believe that's possible for anyone.
Bill Hancock joins us right now. We're talking a little bit about the college football. We're talking a lot about how the college football playoffs came to be the Final Four. You know, I know that there was probably, when we talk about it, and we kick these games around, we talk about whether or not Notre Dame is one of the top four teams. Now, they were clearly going to get in. I think there was, you know, I think you could make a case in a football world that maybe Notre Dame would be fourth and maybe Oklahoma could jump up to third. But from what I understand, it was very clear that your one, your two, and your three were pretty well set, and there was really not a lot of discussion about dropping Notre Dame to the four spot.
Actually, that committee did talk about whether Notre Dame was in the right place.
Really?
They talked about whether Alabama and Clemson were in the right place. But the focus on Notre Dame was, should they be three or should they be four? There wasn't much talk about them for two, obviously.
Right.
But it just came out that based on their season-long performance against a good schedule, that number, and obviously being undefeated, that number three was where they belong. But the committee spent a considerable amount of time discussing whether that was the right place for them.
Do you believe in more, not oversight necessarily, but I kind of like that the discussion is held behind closed doors, because I think it gives people, you know, if you completely make your process wide open, then in a way, I think it just gives argumentative people, and that's what is in sports by nature, a chance to tear down every facet and every aspect of it and pick through it and find reasons to dislike it. And do you like the way that this is done right now, where the discussions are held behind closed doors and there's still some, if not secrecy, it's still a little bit guarded in terms of how the process unfolds?
Yes, I do. And it's because of protecting the candor in the room.
Okay.
The discussions in the room are not guarded. Nobody holds back. Everybody says what's on his or her mind. And I just think if there were, say, it was all broadcast on radio, that the, some way the candor would be diminished. And that would not be a good thing for the process.
Mm. Bill Hancock with us on ESPN 97.5, talking about college football playoff. Did you happen to hear Mike Leach's comments this week?
You know, I've been so busy, I really haven't seen what Mike said.
Well, Mike was very critical of, you know, at every level, Division III, Division II, FCS, FCS, that we're able to do a playoff and yet a 16-team playoff or whatever, and not able to do it at the FBS level. You said there is no talk about expansion. I saw your quotes this week that said there's no talk about expansion yet. It's being called for continuously. Is there a blind eye? Is there any chance that we get this conversation going?
There's just not been any talk, as I said, among the university presidents and the commissioners who manage the playoff about new formats. We have a 12-year contract for this. We feel like that four gives us a tournament at the end of the year, but also protects the regular season. And, I completely understand why people want more. Every time somebody asks me that, I say, well, why? And most common answer is that it would remove the contention from the process. And, golly, that's just not the case. Team 9 would be every bit as disappointed right now as Team 5. There may be other reasons why some people would like more, but don't say 8 would remove the contention, because it wouldn't.
No. Whoever's on the bubble, we've seen it with NCAA basketball, and you experience that. The bubble teams who didn't get in, or seeding numbers, or whatever. There's always going to – whoever doesn't get in is going to have beef and gripe, and then the next thing to come up is, we need to take this from 8 to 16, because it's not fair to teams 9 and 10 and 11. And it doesn't – like, you'll continue to get those – complaints from people who aren't in, because once you change the parameters and change the bar, then people who fall outside of that bar are going to argue that they should be under the bar.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Bill Hancock right here on ESPN 97.5. December 29th, as opposed to New Year's Day, obviously the Rose Bowl issues and everything else. Are you expecting, because we have seen a drop in the ratings, Bill, when it's not on a New Year's Day, what are you expecting this year?
Well, we are playing on Saturday, December 29th, and actually next year the semifinals will be on Saturday, December 28th. And that came about when we moved off of New Year's Eve. As you know better than anyone, we thought we were doing the right thing by playing the semifinals on New Year's Eve, and we found out that a lot of people had work and other commitments that just didn't didn't allow them to watch the games. So we moved back to Saturday. New Year's Day is always a blockbuster. The tradition of the Rose Bowl combined with having a semifinal game certainly carried the viewership numbers. But we're going to do great this year on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, got a pretty darn exciting matchup. Although, you see this, have you seen the point spreads?
A reporter told me last night what they are. I really don't pay attention to that.
No.
But somebody told me.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, we pay attention. we like to pay attention to that, Bill. So it's the most lopsided, which is a little surprising, is good. Now, Oklahoma's defense, how much talk was there in that room about, you know, Oklahoma's lack of being able to play defense? And obviously it's showing up in that huge point spread.
Oh, a lot of talk about Oklahoma's defense, of course, every week, including this week. And conversely, a great deal of talk about their offense, which someone in the committee room described as historic. And I really believe that's the case. Their offense is awesome and has been able to overcome their shortcomings on defense. And, of course, it was also noted that in the last 2 weeks, their defense has played better. Obviously scored twice against West Virginia and really turned the game around with a safety against Texas. So, yeah, it's a remarkable offense with a defense that everybody knows has needed some work.
Absolutely. Bill Hancock with us here on ESPN 97.5. Well, we're looking forward to it, that's for sure. I think Kyler is going to give them a heck of a game, if you want to know that. And a lot of people don't believe that, but I think that Kyler's the kind of quarterback that can. And do you look at that styles of play at all, or was it just about where those teams landed?
Yeah, just about where they landed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think that style of play can give Alabama something. Hopefully we'll have some good games there, Bill, and we'll have a nice little tournament here. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks for hanging here again.
Thanks, guys. Let's do it again soon. Take
all right,
care.
Bill Hancock with us, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, right here on ESPN 97.5.